Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1772, Why You Should Invest Even in Peak Markets, part one, by Chelsea of smartmoneymamas.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post today, so I'll read the first half and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's dive into part one and start optimizing your life. Why You Should Invest Even in Peak Markets, part one, by Chelsea of smartmoneymamas.com. With the U.S. stock market continuing to hit new highs, I've been asked by some readers if they should wait to invest in the stock market. Interest rates are rising. We are over 8 years into a bull market, and some pundits are starting to call for the next downturn. People are worried about investing at the peak of the market, so they're holding off. But they really shouldn't be. In today's post, I'm going to break down why you should still be investing in peak markets. Timing the market is just as hard as picking stocks, but that's exactly what you're doing if you're holding onto cash and waiting for a market downturn. You're betting that the pullback will more than compensate you for the lack of return while your money sits in cash. You're also betting that you'll have the discipline to put the money in when everyone else is taking it out. So what's the problem with making that bet? You could be wrong. In every market, it isn't hard to find a Chicken Little. Someone running around telling you that the sky is falling, the market's gonna crash, and you need to get out now. Eventually, one of them will be right. But none of them know when that is. On August 26th of 2014, the S&P 500 closed above 2,000 for the first time. At the time, plenty of people were there to say that valuations were too high, the underlying economy wasn't strong enough, and we would see a downturn in the near term. Some claimed that even if the economy improved, stocks would have to drop by about half to see normal rates of return in the next cycle. But if you had listened to the naysayers and pulled your money out of the market of August of 2014, you would have missed out on a 7.8% annual return, or 9.8% if you reinvested dividends, between now and then. Then, in February of 2016, when the bond markets were under significant pressure, many people thought we were seeing the beginning of the next market downturn. If you had listened to the naysayers and pulled your money out of the market in March, you would have missed out on a 17.8% return, or 19.7% if you reinvested dividends, over the following year. If you hold onto your cash long enough, eventually, you'll see the market decline. That's how cycles work. But just because you were eventually right doesn't mean you didn't miss out on a lot of growth in the waiting. Which brings me to my next point. Time is money. I've written about dollar cost averaging and why I love it as an investment style. Investing on a regular basis without concern for price is a great way to create discipline in your investment methodology and get your money to work in the market quickly. Every day your money sits in cash, you are losing value. Your checking or savings account doesn't compensate you for inflation. So the $100 in your checking account today is worth less next year. If I had $100 to invest a month, I would invest it every month instead of waiting until I had $1,200 at the end of the year. However, if someone handed me $1,200 today, I would invest it all now instead of bleeding it in over 12 months, even though traditional dollar cost averaging would recommend bleeding it in. And according to Vanguard, the majority of the time I would see better performance. Vanguard looked at rolling 10-year periods in the US stock market from 1926 to 2011 and backtested the performance of lump sum investing versus dollar cost averaging. In other words, would you do better investing a certain sum of money today or bleeding it in over 12 months? What they found was that regardless of asset allocation, 65 to 67% of the time, you would see stronger returns putting the money in the market today than trying to smooth things out by leaking it in over time. The reason for this is that the long-term trajectory of the market is up. The more time your money is in the market, the better you do. So what about the 35% of the time where it's worse? What if you're the unluckiest person in the world and this really is the market peak? History says now is almost always better than later. Investing is a long-term game, and in most cases, time heals all wounds. The secret is to hold strong through market cycles and not take your money out of the market as things get bad. However, it is incredibly hard to keep running forward when the herd is scrambling out. So to provide some motivation for you to invest and hold strong, I took a look at the last 10 market cycles. How would you have done if you invested your money on the peak day before the market turned? To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Why You Should Invest Even in Peak Markets by Chelsea of smartmoneymamas.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. For your extended 30-day free trial. Fear is a strong, influential emotion when it comes to money, and none of us are immune to it. I think one of the biggest hurdles to consistently investing is the fear of losing money. And ironically, the fear of losing money may cause us to make decisions that lead to actually losing money. So for example, at the start of the pandemic in 2020, many corporations were struggling, including my employer at the time. I was lucky in that I wasn't furloughed, but I did take a 10% salary reduction, and my employer stopped all 401k matching. It felt like the writing was on the wall. I was probably going to lose my job, and it could take me a long time to find a new one. So while I continued to make my regular 401k contributions, rather than investing that money, I held it in money market. I rationalized that this would be a backup emergency fund, as I could have taken a COVID-related distribution with no penalty, and I'd have 3 years to pay the tax on it if I really needed to. And I shouldn't invest this money because obviously the economy was going to collapse due to COVID. Well, that didn't age well. Now I understand in the moment it felt like an unprecedented time and the apocalypse was upon us. But I didn't end up investing that money until late 2020, and so I lost out on a number of months of investment gains. And I simply didn't need to hoard this money. I already had a year of living expenses in cash. In fact, just 8 months after I made this fear-driven decision, I decided to leave my job voluntarily because it was clear that I had the financial bandwidth to do so. The point I'm trying to make is that it's never a good idea to make a financial decision out of fear. Well, that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and a great weekend. And I'll see you on the Sunday show tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.